the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes.
On AM 930 WEOL.
14 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number 2 of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Bringing you right through a Wednesday, through your afternoon, into your evening. High school basketball coming your way a little bit later on tonight. North Ridgeville home to Westlake. Matt Douglas will have the call. Well, coming up at the end of February, it's the 2018 Bright Winter event. Should be a lot of fun. But before that, it's the Winter Warmer Fundraiser. That takes place this Friday. We'll talk about both of those events with Brian Horsberg with Cleveland's Bright Winter. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, I want to begin with the Winter Warmer Fundraiser. That takes place this Friday. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of entertainment involved here. What are the details on this Friday's Winter Warmer Fundraiser?
So this is our second annual Winter Warmer, and we do this to raise funds to host the festival, which I'm sure we'll get into, Bright Winter. And this year, really exciting, we've got Mark Nolan from Channel 3 hosting. And we've got a great lineup of artists lined up to keep the crowd entertained throughout the night.
Very cool stuff. And again, that goes down this Friday. And you mentioned that we'll definitely get into this year's Bright Winter event. Now, I was at this a couple of years ago when it was over in the West 25th area. It was a lot of fun. It seems odd because you think about Cleveland, you think about being outside in the winter, and unless you're sledding or skiing or you're in the middle of a snowball fight, you don't often think of what things you can do in order to have fun. But for those who have never been to a Bright Winter event, if you could kind of give our listening audience an idea as to what the event's all about.
Well, you hit on it. You know, Clevelanders are not used to going outside and doing much unless you're going to see the Browns at the end of the year or you're out there for a skiing session. But this is about kind of changing the mentality there and embracing Cleveland year-round. We all know how great a place it is to live in the summer, and trying to kind of continue that momentum into the winter, that's really the idea behind starting it 9 years ago.
And that leads me into my next question. You mentioned this has been around for 9 years. Now, the location has changed a bit. Now, this year, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are going back to the Flats, correct?
Yeah, we'll be down in the Flats this time for our third year. The festival actually started on the east bank of the Flats over by what is now Merwin Wharf and Hoopoles. But it started as a grassroots group of people, you know, putting all the expenses on their own credit cards and trying to raise enough money to make the event happen. They thought maybe 100 people would show up, and 500 brave souls came out in about 6 inches of snow and had an absolute blast for Bright's first year. And it grew from there. Our third year, we went up the hill, as you mentioned, to Ohio City, and grew along with that neighborhood. They were great hosts, and after 4 years there, and a lot of growth on our end, we ended up going down to the Flats in 2016 for our first one down there, and we've been there ever since.
Now, again, for those that haven't been, you mentioned there's something for just about everybody there. When I went to this thing a few years ago when it was in West 25th, and I saw a lot of kids involved having a great time. I think there was an Angry Birds game down there. You guys have a bunch of different breweries that get involved. There were some food trucks out there. Who all and what all is involved with this year's event?
Really, there is something for everyone. We see tons of families, you know, starting from 3 o'clock when the event starts, especially up from 3 to 7. There is the Angry Birds Cornhole, which is a slingshot cornhole game, which will definitely be back for this year, provided by RGI, who's over on the west side with you guys as well. And tons of food trucks, beer from Platform, a couple liquors from Tito's. But really, an experience that you come outside and there's music and there is art, and you really can kind of experience so many different things all at once in a venue that really, in the other 364 days of the year, doesn't exist.
Brian, I see you guys have a couple of stages here set up. Do you guys have entertainment going on all those at the same time, or is it kind of throughout the day?
It is all in the same time. We actually have six stages this year, and two of them are outside, four of them are inside. We're over at the Music Box Supper Club, so if people haven't been there, it's an opportunity to get to see that venue without having to buy a ticket. Obviously, the event is free of charge, so hopefully folks come out on the 24th. And then there's also entertainment at McCarthy's and over in Mulberry's. So really, it's an exciting event. We have 45 bands. You can kind of take a listen to our Spotify playlist before you come down. The schedule comes out in a few weeks, and you can plot a course to check out, you know, 7 or 8 bands in one day where otherwise you wouldn't be able to do so.
That's pretty cool. What I also like is you guys have fire pits along the way as well for those who are cold, right?
So many fire pits. We're up to 12 this year. Wow. Our friends at the Cleveland Fire Department are great and really work with us to figure out a way to do those safely. And we also have 3 kind of art experience tents. If our art director was on, she could tell you the really creative names, but they're so creative, I can't even say them sometimes. But those are 3 unique experiences that really are built by different community groups. And you can walk into these things, explore, interact with the art exhibits. And their best thing is they're all heated. So you can warm up for 15, 20 minutes, check things out, and then pop out and watch another band or roast a s'more.
Brian Horsberg with Cleveland Bright Winter is on with us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The Bright Winter event takes place Saturday, February 24th. But if we can, for just a moment, I want to bring it back to this coming Friday's Winter Warmer Fundraiser. You mentioned that, you know, Mark Knoll will be down there. There'll be some comedy down there. There'll be some bands playing as well. There are also some auction items available at this fundraiser as well. What kinds of details can you share on those?
Well, we got a lot of great auction items lined up from various events and venues around Cleveland. We've got sports packages with Indians, Cavs, and Browns tickets and gear. We have stuff from the Cleveland International Film Festival. Actually, 2 executive director passes to that one, which are a $700 value. So really, really exciting stuff there. Then just a lot of different events around town, from Ingenuity, passes to the Rock Hall, memberships, things from Music Box, and tickets. Actually, you can get 6 concert tickets from Music Box all at once. And then, obviously, lots of different bright VIP experiences with different bands and a lot of fun stuff to do around town.
It's crazy to think about how this has evolved. I mean, you explained that process before about how 9 years ago this thing began, and really it's grown. And it's such a strange concept, but it's one that's worked out so incredibly well. If we can go back to day one when you guys put this thing together, what was it about getting outside, you know, again, in late February, in experiencing Cleveland outdoors with events that have nothing to do with sledding or skiing and any other outdoor idea you could think of? What was it about getting people outdoors that really kind of got the ball rolling on this?
Well, I can take no credit for getting this started. It was all the 2 founders, Jimmy Harris and Emily Hornack, and their friend Donnie Beulah, who came on shortly thereafter. And Emily actually moved to Minnesota after she grew up in Cleveland, in Cleveland Heights. And she really saw people embrace the winter there. And she came back and just really didn't quite understand why folks didn't embrace Cleveland winters like other cities did. So she had a vision. And I would say the people she talked to, no one really thought it could actually work. But she was on it, and they actually promoted it via this thing at that time called the Facebook.com. And everyone was like, what is that? Like, trust me on this one. I think it's going to work. And people got there, still started following. There were a lot of lights up. 3 bands playing, a huge miniature wintertime miniature golf course built in the snow, a giant ski fall with a soccer ball. And people got there and realized that, sure, it's cold, but this is fun. And there's not much else to do, you know, to be active in that time of year besides going to a movie or checking out a game. So to have something that was outside that people could kind of rally around and show that Cleveland's a fun place year-round, that's kind of what brought it all together.
I love the idea of the outdoor wintertime mini golf. Is that going to be involved this year? And if not, any chance that's coming back?
Well, I'll tell you what. It can only come back when there is a ton of snow. So we'll push all the snow, you know, in one of our lots over to one area, and then we'll craft out a course, and then the holes are, we use, you know, little trash bins for them, and then we use small basketballs as our golf balls. So, hey, if there's enough snow, we will definitely build a few holes.
Based on the way this winter's going, that might not be a problem. I mean, right now, it looks like that should be okay.
I'm excited about it. We've had some warm weather the last 2 years, but we're ready for the snow. Tons of warming tents, tons of fire pits, tons of hot chocolate, and a lot of music to keep you dancing and keep you warm.
No question about it. Well, Brian, before we let you go here, for our listeners that are interested in getting more information, not only on the Bright Winter event itself on Saturday, February 24th, but also this Friday's Winter Warmer fundraiser, where can they go to find out more information?
They can go to brightwinter.com. That's where all our information is. We do have just a few tickets left for the Winter Warmer this weekend. It's our big fundraiser that helps us raise funds to put together the festival. We have three artists playing, and it's $75. All tax deductible, and then also a lot of food and drink as well at that one. And then for the festival, brightwinter.com is the place to go, and definitely keep a lookout for our schedule that gets released here in a few weeks.
Very cool stuff. Again, that's brightwinter.com, B-R-I-T-E, winter.com. Brian, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having us on, and stay warm out there in Elyria.
Hey, we will do the best we can, my friend. Thank you, as always, for your time. Again, that's Brian Horsberg with Cleveland Bright Winter. They're on to something, man, with that outdoor mini-golf in the snow. I love that idea.
Sure, I like the whole event. I mean, it sounds great. Gives you an opportunity. You and I were talking about how most of the time you're shut in this time of year. They've got music playing on six different stages. They've got the arts there. You can go into the tents to warm up. They've got the fire pits. If you're looking for something to do, if you're somebody who enjoys that type of atmosphere, there's no reason not to head out to this.
Yeah, this sounds like a blast, an absolute blast. Okay, we need to get to a quick commercial break, but Matt and I will return shortly on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Enjoy comfort food with a Southern influence. Visit Green Square.